As early childhood educators, our role in the classroom is that of many different hats. We take care of children's most basic needs. We feed them, change them, clothe them, and clean them. We help them rest when they are tired and help them adjust to new environments. We bandage scraped knees and paper cuts, and we offer comfort when things get tough. Though we work mainly with children, we are still expected to be a liaison between kids and their parents, building relationships with families that can span beyond the child's time in school. In addition to all of this, as early childhood education is starting to become recognized for all the importance it has, we take on the role of educators. As research is finding just how much impact preschool education has on children, the to-do list for early childhood educators grows. The education field as a whole is grossly underfunded, and there's not enough time in the day to do all that we wish sometimes. Children who have challenging behavior can sometimes upset the rhythm of our days. Sometimes, it's difficult to not take a parent's concerns or questions personally. Add new roles, licensing inspections, public policy updates, absences, and no wonder teachers get burned out. And these are all just things happening within our classroom, not even in our personal lives. Society. Underfunding of early childhood education. High expectations of teachers, low respect of teachers, increasing cost of living, historically low salaries for early childhood education. Classroom. Challenging behaviors from students, long hours, little time off, difficult parents, planning for activities, licensing, high turnover. Personal life. Paying bills, eating well, staying active, medical issues, managing relationships, getting enough rest, feeling purpose.